Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You know, the easy thing about the Browns is, you know, they play at 1 o'clock on Sunday this year, and there wasn't a whole lot of...
You show up, you watch.
That's right. And you're figuring, yeah, it's either going to be on Fox. It'll either be on Fox. I think this
it's
week's
not
game...
there yet. Turn it to CBS.
Yeah, this week's game is on Fox 8. Otherwise, they're on 19, right? It's one of the two right there, right? Cavaliers and the NBA, not so much. And you really, you know the old line, Jeff. Check your local listings. Well, when it comes to the Cavaliers this year, you really are going to have to check your local listings to find out where they are. Now, tomorrow night's game is on ESPN, so that's a good deal. National TV, right? We like that?
Sure.
So you look, the next night they're on FanDuel. They're on FanDuel again after that, you know, like you're used to a little bit, some of that stuff, right? Then, for the first time on August 27th against Detroit, they will be on Peacock. That'll be the first ever Cavaliers game on Peacock, which is NBC's streaming
auxiliary
channel.
Auxiliary streaming.
Yeah.
Better have a subscription channel.
Let's drop down. So all the games in between then, you go back to FanDuel. But after that, on November 13th, they're on NBA TV, which might be a side-by-side. I don't know. Or not. That side-by-side is stupid words that Jeff and I use, because it means it would be on both FanDuel and NBA TV. But I think that game's on NBA TV. I don't know if it's exclusive, though. Then, just to add to your fun, Indiana.
I'm confused.
You should be confused, because I think this is confusing for fans, too. Then, on November 21st against Indiana, they will play their first ever game on Prime Video, on Amazon Prime. So,
is Herb Street doing those games?
I would not be surprised. I mean, probably just as good a basketball player as he was a college football player. So, about the same there. Then, you go to...
Hurtful.
Oh, Christmas. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Nothing. On Christmas, it's either ESPN or ABC. I'm assuming it's ABC.
Do you want me to get the music for the schedule game?
It's what it
feels like.
We're not
playing the schedule game.
I know. Well, you have to play the schedule game to get that. Now, I'll give you the last outlet they'll be on that I haven't talked about yet.
Really confusing me.
It is December 29th. So before the year is out, you'll have watched them on, I think, on 6 or 7 different channels. It is the NBA on NBC. I was hoping you were going to. Are we allowed to play the John Tesh music? No? I don't know either.
I mean, I could play this.
And when the pressure's on and the game is almost through, the Cavs will make it happen and rally 2x2.
And there you have it. So the Cavs, I didn't even throw in. Also, some games are on 43 in the new RESN channel 22.1. They're also on there, too. They have 5 games on that network, too. So, good luck. Make sure you check your local listings before the NBA with your Cavaliers and where they're airing, because it's all over the place this year. So, you're really going to have to lock in before you, oh, where's the game tonight?
What do you think of all of the new television avenues that the NBA has at its disposal now?
I think it's hard for viewers. I don't think it's good for, I think it's going to hurt viewership. Jeff, you said the magic words just now. It's confusing.
I'm inclined to agree with you. We all, as television consumers, figure it out. mean, we all do figure it out.
Eventually.
However, the NBC stuff I like. Mike Tirico has always done a really nice job. I like Mike's work, period.
I like Mike Breen, too. I think he does a fantastic
job. Mike Breen does a great job for ABC and ESPN. Mm-hmm. Tirico will do those NBC games. And remember, he used to do ESPN games back in the day for years. And Mike does a really nice job on those.
And by the way, they're both good guys.
Yeah.
They both are good guys. I mean, sometimes you sit there and you go, I wonder if this guy's a good guy. They are both really good guys. Breen's awesome. And so is Tirico. I've had a couple talks with him. He's awesome.
I wonder, you know, how the Prime Video stuff affects things.
I don't even know who's doing the Prime Video games. Do we know who's calling those games?
Iron Eagle is their number one. Oh. Kevin Harlan will be their number two. Yeah.
So kind of they picked up the TNT stuff.
They picked up a chunk of them. The TNT crews split between NBC and Prime.
Yeah. Our pal Allie Clifton's doing sidelines on some of those Prime games.
She's doing Prime. Okay.
Yep. Brad Doherty will do a couple of the NBC games.
Brad's doing some of the Peacock stuff, I think.
Oh, so he was kind of like, is he still doing Cavs games too? Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I thought they kind of maybe got him some reps before he was doing
that. And we're going to figure out what's going to become of Ernie and Chuck and Kenny and Shaq.
I kind of don't understand that. So from what I read,
Inside the NBA.
Yeah, Inside the NBA, the popular Inside the NBA show, will continue with ESPN reaching an agreement with TNT to produce the show, which will air before and after selected games on ESPN and ABC. Well, that's good. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't a big fan of ABC's postgame show. I
mean, it's still in place, Andy.
ABC's postgame show is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this
so
was saying
their pregame. It's not replacing it.
Will air before and after selected games on ESPN and ABC. So they're going to do two shows?
From what I've read, and again, I'm confused by the whole thing.
It's very confusing.
And as my buddy Adam just texted me about all this television stuff, we can figure it out, but can we afford it?
Oh, which, good point
there,
too.
Which is an issue. Adam, you're right. Hope all's well. Hi to the fam.
Shout out.
It's how much pregame, postgame stuff do you want? And I wonder, I mean, the beauty of the TNT show is they just went, and it was free reign.
Yeah.
You know? And it's still being produced by TNT. I just wonder at what point does ESPN say, yeah, you've got 40 minutes, period. You know, you've got 30 minutes, period. And wait a minute, you can't just have Chuck debating Shaq for 4 straight minutes without any visual elements. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it sounds to me like it's like their other show that's this thing. McAfee, yeah. I couldn't remember his name for a second. It like those guys just seem like they just go.
Well, but that's a different kind of genre.
But they have an in and an out. Is that what you're trying to say? This show has an in and out. That McAfee show has an in and out. On TNT, they didn't have in and outs. Is that what you're saying?
On TNT, they just went.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, yeah.
If ESPN screws up this show, they don't deserve the show.
Seems like it's a nice way of saying, yeah, we'll let you be on here for a while, and then we're going to get rid of you.
I don't know. I saw
hope that's
a thing.
Not the case.
They made a ton of money last year. By the way, this new 11-year deal is worth $76 billion.
How many?
$76 billion with a B. Dollars. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, Hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.